you for calling Bluegrass Construction and Renovation to be your trusted services provider. If you are a new customer, press 1. Press 2 if you are an existing.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Armando. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina.
Hi.
I'm okay.
Oh, good to hear. Yeah, I was following up.
I know you guys have been trying to call me and everything. Tina,
yep.
I'm going to tell you straight up. We are really, right now, I'm in a little bit of a bad situation. We're really running out of money. I'm still interested. If you give me a little more, we've been doing work for the city. They owe me about a little bit over $100,000, and they haven't paid me.
Oh, I see.
And it's been a, and you know, I stopped doing these commercial jobs for Louisville Metro, and they haven't paid me anything. And I had to front all materials, and I had to front all labor. I had to front everything myself.
Oh,
and
no.
And I have a couple clients that are also out of town. It's just been a little bit, and I just got a divorce not long ago that cost me a lot of money, and we are running out of cash right now. I stopped doing work for Louisville Metro. I'm not trying to give you my, you know, more explanation that you guys need. I still want to keep marketing with you. I know I haven't really paid much attention to what you guys do. I was really busy with Louisville Metro. That's kind of when I kind of put you guys aside, so to say.
Yes. Okay.
Because they kept me. I mean, we're supposed to stay with them like towards the end of the year. But I'm like, guys, you guys haven't paid me since, you know, July, since June and July. And, you know, we're a small business. We're not a multimillion-dollar company. And,
yeah, that's a long
so I
time.
I stopped doing work for them. I said, right now. So I do like to keep my marketing, but I need you guys to maybe give me another week so they can. Like, they already told me that they're going to, they already sent checks. But like I said, I have not received anything.
So I want to give you a couple of options, Armando, and thank you so much for explaining that to me, because we definitely can work with you. However, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 7th. And in order to prevent that, you have to call us 3 business days prior. But the good news is you're only past due right now, even though today's, you know, November 3rd, you're only past due for the October 7th payment. Okay.
Right.
So one thing you could do is, that $249 includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. We could take those off, and that would make that past due amount just $149. And if you're able to, you know, scrape that together, what I can do then is push the next billing out 30 days, which means you would be paid in full till December 3rd, and you wouldn't have to worry about that next payment that's coming up in 4 days. I can't push the payment out now because the account's past due.
Right.
But once it's up to speed, I can do that. Second option, if things are extremely tight, is we could cancel the entire program and just convert you to your website hosting, which is $49 a month. That keeps bluegrassconstruction21.com up and running. And then I could still do the next billing for the 30 days. And I'm sure that within a week or so, you know, when your payments start coming through, you could always call back and upgrade back to the other program. But that way, at least, you know, you'll still be able to keep your site, because I got notification that they're going to, you know, cancel the site today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be straight with you. I can't do any payments right now today. That's not
okay.
I'm sorry to tell you that. That's not, it can't happen right now. I got concrete coming today for one of my residentials. That's what I'm trying to pick up some of my residential jobs, because they pay me as soon as we're done with the job. So I got to pay $4,500 of concrete coming in here in the next hour.
Oh, I see.
So that's another thing. But we are, I have a client that I spoke with them yesterday. They were out of town. They owe me another about $9,000 that they're supposed to pay me sometime today. This job that we're finishing up right now will be done tomorrow morning, which that this is a $20,000 job, the project that we're doing right now. So
I see.
That's why I'm trying to focus on finishing this. If you give me a couple of days, It's not that I don't have money, though, but the money that I have right now, it's going straight for the...
Towards the other job.
What I got to finish, you know, and honestly tell you the truth, finishing up this project, I think right now, it's more important. That's my priority. If you somehow can give me a couple of days, and I'll get current with you guys. And
we can absolutely do
living,
that. As long as it's paid before the 7th,
yeah,
I can then push that next billing out for
you. I guarantee you that I'll pay before the 7th.
Okay.
You know, last month and whatever month coming up. Mm-hmm. And because I left Louisville Metro doing concrete for them, I am going to focus on marketing with you guys. Everything that's what I also don't want to lose you, because you're going to be kind of my priority right now that I'm leaving Louisville Metro.
Right.
Because I was supposed to stay with them for, you know, the remainder of the year and all the way into June next year. But I can't stay with them if they don't pay on time, and it's just
yeah,
it's
that's
very
terrible.
Frustrating with those projects that I did. So that's why I guarantee you that I'll pay current last month and this month before the 7th. I just need a few more days.
Okay, that's fair enough. So I'll make sure that they keep everything active in the meantime.
Yes.
And then if I don't hear from you, I'll call you on the 6th or the 7th, and we'll take care of it then. And if
Let's
you wanted
see.
To
what an,
call me,
what's today's? Yeah,
today's
sorry,
the 3rd,
so,
today, so let me see.
Okay, so the 7th is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, like everything. I know I
Oh, no, the 7th
is
Friday, actually. I'm looking at
Friday. Yes.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
So the 7th is Friday, but 3rd. I know at least 2 of my clients, I'm going to close them between today and tomorrow. And like I said, that's what I've been focusing on, these residential projects, because they pay me as soon as we're done with the projects.
Yeah,
so
I hear that a lot from business owners, that they, the commercial ones, there's a lot of red tape and it takes a while, but with residential, they like it because the payment's quicker. You know, they can do,
the
yeah, go in and do it.
And, mm-hmm. You know, so that's a great thing. But right now, like I said, I know I'm finishing, I'm picking up checks today from my clients that came back from out of town, and finishing up this project, pouring concrete today. Tomorrow we're going to take the forms out, and we'll be done with them as well.
Okay.
So I know it should be,
you got it.
Everything should be good to go. But just like I say, Thursday, Friday at the latest, give me a call. We'll get all current.
Okay. And then I'll still, as long as we get the payment by Friday, I'll still push the next billing out 30 days for you. I know that you're going to have, you know, plenty of funds at that time to cover both months. But I never like
great.
It when somebody has two payments
yeah.
so close together like that, you know.
I know.
So I'll still do
you
that for
never
you.
Usually make much, it's not much. It's $300-something, $350. It usually doesn't make that much difference. It's like, you know, I just got held
of
back
course.
From city, plus, you know, my divorce, my child support. But the good thing about it is that I already sold my house. I'm also going to receive a big check before Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Everything is falling
oh.
in place a little bit. But,
of course.
But yes, so please, like I say, hold everything into Friday, Saturday, I mean, Thursday, Friday at the latest, we get all current.
Okay, I want to also let you know, since I have you, it says on here that they've reached out to you on more than 5 attempts asking you to do the video verification that Google is requiring.
Yes,
and just to let you know, Armando, what that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So it's actually an excellent thing that they're offering that to you, because in the long run, it's going to protect you. And it's a quick 10-minute process where you go on there and you upload a couple of things on a video just to show that you're a valid business. So, you know, they'll ask it for a business license or insurance or registration. If you don't have that, they'll accept an invoice with your address or a business card or even a work vehicle that shows a Kentucky license plate. You know, so on that form, I think there's like 7 or 8 suggestions. you don't have to send all 7 or 8 of them. Just send over what you can. And then that way it'll make sure that you get, you know, better results from this program. I know you kind of put it on the back burner for a while, but if you're not going to work with that other company, this is time to absolutely ramp up your Google listing and start getting a huge return on that. And we can't do that for you until this video is done. So I just sent you the instructions again, and you don't have to worry about, you know, paying for it first and then doing it. You can do that right away if you wanted to, because I'm putting a note here that we're going to be caught up, you know, by Thursday or Friday anyway, okay?
Well, the videos tell me the paperwork that they need, because I have everything. I have the insurance. I have I can be at the house address. Let's see. I have a Kentucky license plate. My bank account is to that address as well, the business bank account. So, yes, everything should be fine.
Yep, that email, it says business state registration, business license and or insurance, tools and equipment used to carry out work, work vehicle with license plate, business card invoice, workplace with signage. Now, if you're a home-based business, you don't have to do that last one because you're not a brick and mortar. But when you upload the video, just make sure that you're within 50 miles of your location, because Google will know by your GPS address that you're, you know, outside of the area. If you, you know, let's say that you're in another state and you're working on a project, don't do the video then, because then it won't look like your business is located, you know, in Kentucky. But as long as you upload that video for somewhere that's close to you, then it'll go through smoothly.
Okay. That's, that's actually, okay, I know I'll be over there at the house. Actually, it's my brother's house, and he rented me a shop that he's got over there. So that's kind of what I'm running the business for.
Excellent. Oh, good for you. Yeah, no problem. You don't have to be sitting at your brother's house, but as long as you're within 50 miles of that address, it'll still go through smoothly, okay?
Perfect.
All right.
I'll
well,
do
great.
That
well, I'm so glad that we please do. I sent the instructions again, and I sent you a text with my direct line. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. That way, if you have any questions, you can call me, okay?
Perfect.
All righty, and
thank
have
you,
a great
Tina,
rest of
you
your week, too.
And like I say, I'll take care of this ASAP.
No problem.
Thank you.
Okay, take care now. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.